Timothy, let's talk about that case before we go to the calls of Leo. Was it Dorshak, you said?
Dorshak, yes. D-W-O-R-S-Sierra-H-A-K-Kilo. Leo Dorshak. Now, he's written an extraordinary book called UFOs Are With Us. I'm going to give the address now because you know how it is. One might forget.
I understand.
You can write to him direct, get a signed copy, send $12, including postage, to Leo Dorshak. The address is 3000 Villard Drive, that's V for Victor, Villard Drive, number 204, 3000 Villard Drive, 204, Helena, Montana, 59601. And you send him $12 and he'll send you a signed copy. And I find this a most compelling case. Immediately I read it, it read like something that was true. Now, I went to interview him over a period of 2 days in June in Helena. And
so he lives in Montana?
He lives in Helena, Montana.
Okay.
Yes, he does. But these encounters, together with his brother, they're German-American farm boys in North Dakota, and in 1932, they encountered a landed craft. At some distance, they gradually got a little bit closer. They watched it. They came. Days would go by. It wouldn't be there. Another week, maybe. Then they would see it again. And eventually, they got very, very close. They could see the occupants. But always preventing them from any getting any closer was an invisible shield, like glass, but you couldn't actually see anything at all.
Like a force field or something.
Exactly, like a force field. They noticed the rabbits and birds colliding with this thing, and they would be stunned, and they couldn't explain it because there was nothing visible. But eventually, that force field was reduced, and the boys were allowed to meet the occupants. Initially, they were described as human, 5 to 6 feet tall, very good looking, completely telepathic. They knew not only what you knew, but they could somehow anticipate your questions ahead of time. And it was an extraordinary experience. The book provides a wealth of scientific and technical data, as well as information about these beings. And
how old are they now?
Leo is, I think, 83, 84.
Oh, my God. Okay.
He's doing very well. He's had a very distinguished military career in the Navy. His brother, alas, his brother Mike was killed in the Korean War, the start of the Korean War in 1950.
Oh, okay.
But they both had these experiences, and they lasted quite some time, and eventually they were allowed on board the craft and shown some absolutely incredible things. I've never read, it's one of the most compelling contact stories I've ever read, and it's so detailed, really quite incredible, and I hope you get him on your program sometime. The same applies to Rimi Bakker and Jose Padilla on the West Coast.
You'd be a good resource for us, Timothy, if maybe we can do it jointly where you and they are on.
I'd love that.
Okay. And I'll let you you work and arrange it with Lisa and just set it up.
Okay.
I'd like to do that. When did Leo write his book, if he's in his 80s?
Last year. It was published last year.
82 years old at the time, then, and he writes his book.
Yes. Well, he's been writing it for, you know, for quite a few years.
Now, what are some of the things they reveal to him?
Oh, my goodness me, that they were apparently very interested in what we were doing to our planet. There was a sort of feeling that they were very concerned about the environment. I know we've heard this before in cases, but this is 1932. They were very concerned. They were studying the grasshoppers, for example.
The grasshoppers?
Grasshoppers, yes, because there was a plague of grasshoppers at that time in North Dakota, and the officials were trying to get rid of them, spraying them with something, not DDT, something similar.
It must have fascinated them.
They were very concerned about the environment, and they implied that human beings were spread throughout the cosmos. They apparently came from another galaxy. Their method of travel was virtually instantaneous. There's so much detail.
And they look like us, you said.
Very similar. and very similar among themselves as well. This is an interesting thing. There weren't any great varieties in their facial features or other physical features. They made it quite clear that that our world was in great trouble. Many more problems were to come. Interestingly, that when they were taken on board the craft, they were disinfected with some kind of mist. We've heard of this before, like Antonio Villas Boas. There was that case from Brazil in 1957,
killing off whatever germs they might have had on themselves.
Right.
Huh?
Yes. We study the life patterns, they said, and they visit this planet on a regular basis. They apparently have 12 of them permanently here, living on this planet, supposedly. They have the most phenomenal technology. They can project real-time scenes. They can make their craft apparently invisible. They can reflect the sky. They can do whatever they like. They can stop a bird in flight and hold it motionless in midair, apparently. They could stop any moving object at any range they desired. And
just stop.
He said our military men should take note. They could reverse the trajectory or path of a moving object at any time and could return anything that was thrown at them, including shells or bullets or whatever. So I think that's interesting.
That's amazing technology.
Yeah. Yes, and these contacts went on for many years, for Leo in any case, right up to the 1960s.
And now they're gone? No more?
Well, he feels that he's occasionally in some kind of telepathic contact with them.